This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. Now, there's no denying that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought on drastic changes in consumer trends and purchasing habits, with people placing more importance on cost saving and are constantly on the lookout for better deals. ZCity, an instant rebate and cashback app, aims to redefine, transform, and simplify a user's e-payment gateway experience by providing great deals, rewards, and promotions for every use. Enabling users to earn lucrative rebates, they hope to create highly enjoyable cashless shopping experiences with familiar e-commerce brands. Now, on the phone line with me right now, I have Sam Teo. He is the CEO, is that correct, Sam, of ZCity?
Hi, Richard. Yeah, I'm Sam Teo. It's ZCity CEO.
How are you today, Sam?
I'm good. Because now we also work from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And things are okay at home, are they?
Yeah, I was just for it.
Yeah, and whereabouts? Are you based in KL right now?
Yeah, I'm based in KL, in Subang Jaya.
Ah, not too far from where I am then right now. Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about ZCity then, Sam. Well, why did you decide to launch ZCity, and what gap were you hoping to fill, and kind of what was your motivation behind the idea?
Actually, I have the past 10 years experience in retail merchant industry, because I found that, I noticed that from my experience, we must have a one platform to tie up a user and merchant together. Because uh-huh. last time for our merchant, our experience, every promotion that we want to deliver to the user or deliver to the market, we are via traditional channel, like using newspaper, coupon, leaflet. And right. users, sometimes they may not get the live information. I start to concept ZCity. If I have a mobile app, because I believe in Malaysia, we're going to digitalization. We hope every user is a smart user. So I start to concept ZCity to tie up the rewards, especially connection together with the user and merchant.
Okay. So it's ZCity, not ZCity. I should correct myself, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it's ZCity.
Okay. I suppose it depends where you come from. Normally in the UK, we would say Z, but I was trying to be smart and I've got myself on the back foot here. Now, how did you manage to secure funding for ZCity then, Sam? Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Actually, we have a private investor, and then the sufficient fund for us to operate in coming 12 months. And also before that, we also have a private equity, so that we have a sufficient fund to ZCity to continue operate in coming 12 months, especially mm-hmm. for the reward to the consumer.
And was it difficult for you to raise these funds originally? Or was it difficult for you to find a private investor?
It cannot be said difficult, because we have our another department to doing this job.
Oh, I see. So it was somebody else helping you out with this, was it?
Yes, right.
Okay. Now, okay, then let's talk about some of the partnerships that you formed during the period of ZCity and some of the, you know, the trusted e-wallets that you're involved with. Can you talk to me about some of those and how you managed to get these partnerships?
Before we start to launch the ZCity, actually, we want to prove our concept. We try to approach for example, Touch & Go Marketing, GrabPay Marketing, even Boost Marketing, and also MRC, Malaysia Retail Chain Associated. We try to prove our ZCity is one of the simple apps. It's a super app for all the user via ZCity to get the reward and instant rebate. That's why we come out a lot for the campaign strategy. We collaborate with the e-wallet marketing. Then we roll out all the campaign to the market.
Okay. And these partnerships that you organized, like with Grab and some of the other companies, how did you manage to negotiate these deals? Was this another department as well, or was this you guys?
Because we have another department, it's a marketing department. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have a team to expose more strategic partner. Then we will pass to our marketing department to continue deal with the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think they had any difficulties helping, any difficulties in that department? Or was it fairly straightforward for them?
Starter sure is difficult because JetCity is a new brand. After we proof of the concept, and then we also proof of the payment service provider. So Starter, we have a lot for the continuous campaign, like for example, Touch and Go. With everyone, we also have a different campaign that we collaborate with Touch and Go marketing.
What were you doing before, Sam, before you started JetCity, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm past 10 years. I'm in charge for the retail merchant, especially the majority product is a digital gadget and home appliance, like we call the electrical shop.
I see.
Yeah, electrical shop. So we are facing, we want to acquire more consumer to purchase our product. So we're starting to come out for the marketing, hot deals, something like that.
Right. It's a bit of a transition for you, something slightly different to what you were doing before to what you're doing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different because last time we are using traditional. Everything we are using is by call. Without any digital product like digital mobile apps, but now we'll be different. I will more concerned is using a mobile apps to deliver all the message within user and merchant. This is very fast and deliver.
Yeah. And have you seen over the years a lot more people starting to use digital? And is that one of the reasons that you decided to start JetCity?
Yeah. Because as we can see that in these 2 years, actually a lot of the user, they are starting to transform to the digitalization.
Mm-hmm.
They can write the shopping via the mobiles. They want to pay their copier via mobiles. Everything they settled in the mobile apps. That's why JetCity come out, because we want for all the user, before they are going to enjoy the shopping, can buy JetCity, because we can get a lot of rewards.
And have you seen a lot more people during the pandemic start to use JetCity as well?
Yeah. Because now, actually, we achieve a very good result, especially for this year, because we achieve 850,000 registered user.
Wow.
Yeah.
850,000?
Yes. 850,000 registered user.
In how long?
Within this year.
Within this year?
Yes.
That's incredible. How did you manage to scale up so quickly?
Actually, we come up a lot for the marketing strategy because we are very focused and stand the key metrics, acquisition, activation, retaining, revenue, and last but not least is the referral strategy. Because we provide a simple way for all the user download the JetCity. We provide a simple way for the user direct to get the instant discount from JetCity without any top-up credit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a short break here, Sam.
Okay.
Okay, folks, you're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Sam Teo. He is the CEO of JetCity. They're an instant rebate and cashback app. It's a platform that aims to transform and simplify a user's e-payment gateway experience by providing great deals, brilliant rewards, and promotions with every use. We'll be right back after these messages on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. You are tuned into Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm on the phone line with Sam Teo. He is the CEO of JetCity. They're an instant rebate and cashback app. The platform aims to transform and simplify a user's e-payment gateway experience. Sam, I was reading about some of the stuff that you guys are doing. And it talks about how by next year you hope to be able to get people to be able to pay their PTPTN loans, help out local councils and assessment tax, amongst other things. And you have this thing where you allow people to help donate to certain charities. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why for you that is something important and part of your business plan?
It's a business plan because we also cover for the we call it the CSR program. Especially we are collaborate with the Uncle Gendang Fund. So Uncle Gendang, we have a very good relation because we provide the e-voucher system for all the people who are need to help, they just go to our apps to apply. And then Aga Kendang will verify and check and approve. So when they approve, the voucher will automatically transfer to the people, so the people can redeem in the grocery shop. So in this way, we can easy to manage the fund, and it's transparent. It's really help the people.
Right. And that's important to you, is it?
Sorry?
Is that important to you personally about, you know, being able to help other people and helping out with charities?
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. Why is it so important to you?
Because we understand for business, we always want to do something to back to the people. We call give back. So Jack City also hope to do this this role. Then we met everyone, their happiness via Jack City, not even in shopping, even they need some help, they can come to Jack City Kendang Fund to request.
Right. And so how does it's an app that people download, is it?
Yes. All right. It's download, yeah.
And it's available in the Apple App Store, Google Play, and all of those usual places.
Yes, in Huawei Store as well.
Right. And how does it integrate with, let's say, for example, I've downloaded your app and I'm buying something on a online platform. Let's say, you know, Shopee or Lazada, for example. How do the two talk to one another? How does that work?
We have two ways. Okay, the first one, we are sell the e-voucher for all the user. So if they have reward point, they can get the instant rebate. The second one, we call it an affiliate program.
Uh-huh. Oh, the affiliate program.
Yes, affiliate. Ah. So coming, we are integrated with Shopee. Coming soon, we also integrate with Lazada. And then next year, we are aiming more for the lifestyle platform.
Right, right. And earlier in the interview, you said you've had 850,000 people come onto the platform just in this 1 year.
Yes, great. Registered users,
yeah. How do you expect that number to grow over the next year or so? What do you expect if I was to interview you again a year's time from now? What do you think the number would be if you were to guess?
For next year, we have our target. We are confident to achieve is 2 million registered users.
Wow.
Yeah, we can do it.
And how do you feel about that, Sam?
First thing, we are very feel we are very happy because we are put a lot of the time, resources, and then the give us the result is our target. We achieve the target. It's good, and then they also motivate my team and Zach City to move forward to come out more features, modules to let all the user to enjoy with Zach City mobile apps. Not even in shopping, even they want to pay their monthly, like their core bill, water bill, PTPTM as well.
Yeah. And do you think that ZCity is only going to be a Malaysian app, or do you see it expanding elsewhere?
Yeah. We have our planning in coming 5 years. Actually, we also want to expand to our neighbor country, like Indonesia, Philippines, and also in our planning. Because we understand in Southeast Asia, we'll be going to digitalization soon. So better we get a more experience, we get a more good business strategy in Malaysia, later we're going to expand in another country.
Right. Now, so far we've spoken about the customer experiences and what they can benefit from it and how they can get vouchers. What about merchants? How do you help merchants out?
Yeah, merchant side, actually, we also design is a very good business model for merchant to onboard in Zest City. For example, every merchant, they are willing to share some commission fees if they can generate the sales. Am I right?
Yeah.
So in Zest City, for all the onboard merchant, we will provide not even the payment solution. We also provide for marketing solution. And then for our user, we can help to deliver the offer to the user if you are going to nearby merchant, you want to get the hot deals or any promotion. Mm-hmm. That's why our merchant, we are complete, and coming years, we will provide more benefit for merchant, especially in the F&B industry.
Okay. And so just to be clear, if you're a merchant, do you charge a fee then?
No, we are no charges any onboard fee. We only will charges if the sales is done, then we have a certain percentage of the commission fees on it.
I see. And how many merchants do you have on board now?
Currently, we already on board 1,900.
1,900. So yes. You guys are busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On board, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
I have been on the phone with Sam Teo. He is the CEO of ZCity. They're an instant rebate and cashback app. It's available in the Apple App Store, Google Play, and the Huawei Store. The platform aims to transform and simplify a user's e-payment gateway experience by providing great deals, brilliant rewards, and promotions with every use, thus making it Malaysia's unrivaled e-voucher reward and payment gateway platform. Sam, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Richard. I'm very happy to have this interview. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. You have been tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend you use the BFM app. That too is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.